103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so DZ showed me this video of this guy proposing to his girlfriend, and it is the most awkward proposal.
Big awkward.
I've ever seen. They're on a dock with what, friends and family?
You could tell that it's friends and family, for sure.
Oh my gosh, friends and family. And he's trying to propose. He's down on a knee, and she's being distracted by somebody else.
100% a setup distraction.
And all of a sudden, he taps her because he's down on a knee, so he grabs her hand to try to propose, but she's got her back to him. And she doesn't know he's about to propose and he's on a knee, so she swats at him. You know, like when someone's like a kid tries to grab
mom,
you.
And, mommy, mom, mommy,
and you
mommy.
Swat them away.
Stop it. So, I'm talking to an adult right now.
So the guy's on his knees, ready to propose, and she swats him away, having no idea he's ready to propose behind her. And he does it again.
Mind you, she's invested in the distraction conversation. So the lady that she's talking to is just like, oh, yeah, no, we'll do
Look
this.
Look at this fish. And she's very invested in the fish. And while he's trying to propose, she doesn't care. She's like, oh, what? They're showing me something. Leave me alone.
Stop. Jeffrey, I'm trying to look at the fish.
That's exactly the way she reacted.
Yep.
So when she finally turns around and sees he's on his knees ready to propose, it's so awkward because he doesn't want to propose anymore. You can tell that he's uncomfortable because she's yelling at him. She doesn't, like, it's so awkward.
Everyone you see in the camera angle is awkward almost, going
So what does he do? She turns around and he goes, will you marry me? And she goes, yeah. And they hug and it's just the most awkward. It's so uncomfortable to watch.
And the video cuts off.
And then it cuts off. So, long story short, he's trying to propose. She's the distraction of looking at a fish or something. She swats him away. And then when she finally turns around, it's too awkward at that point. He shouldn't even have proposed.
And what's wild
is he should have just dropped it and moved on.
I know my man's probably had some like big speech, something to say like, baby, you're my rock, you're my world, you're my this, you're my that. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. His heart was beating out of his chest. Trust me, I've been there proposing, right? Like, you're thinking, I got to make it perfect. I got to say something beautiful. I got to say something amazing.
Is that the pressure like men feel about it?
Well, I did. I don't know about anybody. Yeah. I can only speak for my own. But I'd assume that he was feeling the pressure of you're in front of family, you're in front of people, you're in front of anybody proposing to somebody. That's why a lot of people choose to propose in private, not around anybody. It's
pressure. I was a private girl. I was like, do not do this in front of anybody ever.
Because it's pressure, right? And the guy's the one on the knee going, will you be my bride? La, 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 tra, la, la. Well,
and if you're going to have a wedding, you can share all that in front of everybody at the wedding.
True.
You don't have to do it at the proposal, but everybody, a lot of people propose in front of family and friends, so that's not the argument. The question is he the jerk for what, proposing or the way he proposed?
I mean, is he the jerk for, I guess,
continuing on?
lacking in the love, because he just cut it off. Like, he really was just like, hey, Allie, will you marry me?
It was like that, but she was yelling at him. What was he supposed to do?
I mean, she was not giving him
a choice.
Wasn't giving him the time of day to save his life, right? But he still wanted to propose. I think the endeavor of having everybody there, the fact that he was already on a knee, even though it got awkward, he was like, man, I'm going to be the jerk if I don't propose now, even though I don't really want to no more.
You know what the problem is? By the time couples get engaged, they're too far in. They know each other well enough, whereas only these fantasy, you know, ones would happen to people that you've just started dating. You know what I mean?
The storybook proposals.
Yeah, in reality, if you're really ready to marry someone, you're yelling at each other. You're swatting. That's some real partnership stuff, but we don't put that on display for proposals. We pretend like everything's perfect.
Dude, Aaron didn't even want to go to our proposal.
Where did you propose?
So I had a job interview in Madison at the time.
Okay.
Fred, you know, had recently graduated college, whatever. We had been together for a number of years, and we're like, okay, cool. And I wanted her to come with me because I was like, I don't really dress up super often, and I want to take her somewhere nice and do something nice. So I was like, let's go get lunch when we're out in Madison. Come with me. Right? Just come with me for this, you know, for this long drive. It was a setup. But the setup was after this, you know, interview that I knew I wasn't going to take, we was going to take her out to a nice lunch, propose, whatever. Wrenches got thrown in the plans because she didn't even want to go. She didn't want to get dressed. She was like, I don't want to make the drive. But her family knew I was trying to propose. So they were like, girl, put some jeans on and go. At least do not take the sweats off. Girl, take the sweats off. Mm-hmm. So we had the lateral because she wasn't necessarily in a great mood for the proposal as it was. She was hangry and whatnot. So I ended up proposing in the mall in Madison, pretended that we were looking at the ring again while I already had it in my pocket. So we went into the jewelry store and went, oh, this is the ring, right, baby? This is the ring. And she was like, yeah, that's the ring. And then I was like, no, I think this is the ring. And I turned, you know, she turned around and I had it.
Aww.
I had been, you know, I had already been there earlier. So I had planned it with the worker. So they recorded it for us and all that. It was cute, but it's not what it was like envisioned to be. And it was the pressure of it all. So when it happened, and that's what we went with,
and
it was like,
you didn't even remember it. You probably blacked out.
For the most part, like, yeah, because I was all
that's
big
the way
nervous.
I felt when I got proposed to. I don't remember any of it. It's just a blur.
So when it happens and you want to make it so special and it doesn't go the way you plan, like you get awkward and you seize up. So my mans was literally just sitting there cramping on a knee, trying to get his girl's attention, going, hey, Braylin or whatever her name is. Hey, Braylin.
Hey.
And she's over here swatting him away like, stop it, I'm busy, you're being annoying, you're being
awkward.
Annoying.
He's the jerk for how he proposed is what you're saying. He did not prepare well. You're blaming him, and I think it's interesting. I don't think he's a jerk. He didn't know she was going to, the whole thing's awkward.
I think he could have been prepared, knowing your partner. I feel like, you know she's going to maybe say something or do something wild, outlandish. You're around probably her family, not yours.
Yeah.
Just let's be honest. So you should have been ready with some type of like rebuttal, could have made it light, but he genuinely finished the nail in the coffin to make it awkward. To me, that's 100% on him, because he could have saved that by being like, girl, you need to stop for a second. I'm trying to propose to you. You're my rock. You're my girl. He could have saved it, but he didn't.
Kyla in Sheboygan said, the question is he the jerk? What? Hell no. Kyla in Sheboygan. So she's mad that we're asking if he's the jerk.
We ain't going to call her the jerk. She got the ring.
Somebody else texted in, he's not the jerk, she's a jerk. I saw it. She wasn't even excited when she turned around. I've seen people more excited to do their taxes.
Dude.
She seems boring. That's from Steve in Twin Lakes. Yeah, it was so there's this video that went viral of this guy proposing. His girlfriend didn't know he was going to propose, so she's like swatting at him because she's got her back to him. She's like annoyed, and when she finally turns around, he proposes. It's the most awkward, like they hug and it's over. It's so awkward.
The top comment said, this proposal could have been an email.
Oh, God, it's so bad. So is he the jerk for what, proposing?
Is he the jerk for the way
he proposed
after she reacted? Yeah, I think he is the jerk because he could have saved it. He could have really manned up, and I use this term loosely, but he could have embraced it, spun it, and still made it a beautiful proposal because of the endeavor. He was in front of friends and family. He was in a beautiful location. And rather than saving it, he went, girl, are you going to marry me?
Like, seriously.
Come on,
seriously.
Man. Now I'm fed up. Now I need to go throw a dip in or something. Yeehaw.
414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for the way he proposed? Because it got really awkward with this viral video of this guy proposing. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So this video went viral of this guy proposing, and it is so awkward. They're on like a dock surrounded by like family and friends, and they're trying to distract her. And he's trying to propose on one knee, and she's swatting him away because she doesn't realize he's on a knee. She's got her back to
him,
right?
She's oblivious and doesn't realize that it's a distraction and the conversation isn't important. What's important is what's behind her, and that's the man of her life on a knee. And they're young, too, bro. They're no older than 25, max.
So she finally turns around. He goes, will you marry me? She goes, yeah, and it's just the worst. It's
fake
so
happy.
Awkward.
Fake happy.
It's bad.
Cringe.
Let's go to Joe in Milwaukee this morning. He's first up. Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Morning, Joe. What you
good
know?
Morning.
Why
good
did
morning.
You? Did I hear right? You said double jerk.
Two for one.
He said two birds, one stone.
Why?
One
Joe,
jerk.
Why?
There's no way this is real.
It is, dog. It is. I'll send you the video if you need us to.
Have you seen it, Joe? Like real talk? Have you seen it or no?
Well, I think I've seen one like
we
it.
We got to put it up.
We got to share it on our IG.
Facebook and Instagram.
I feel like no matter what, if she wanted to, she would have turned around and been excited. Like, I feel they shut us up.
He didn't even give her the chance to get excited because that's how fed up he was, bro. I swear, he tapped her, she swatted him, and he went, oh, my
Will
goodness.
You marry me? And she goes, yeah. And then, like, he stands up, and they hug, and it's just silent. It's
video.
So bad, Joe. Video. Like, you're
maybe they got 50 years ahead of them.
Hey, it's only up from here?
Looks like a happy couple to me. They're happier than most. I mean,
that's just social interaction in 2025. What's wrong with you?
So, wait, he's
there
a double
go. They
jerk.
They didn't do it on phone.
Double-dipped
double
a jerk.
Double jerk for proceeding with the proposal. Yep. Okay, fair enough.
Two birds, one jerk. Say less.
He panicked, right, Joe. He didn't know what
Friday.
To do.
You too, man. Be blessed, man. Appreciate you. Wow. Double jerk.
All right, fine. Well, Tori's in Milwaukee. Let's go to him next and see what he thinks. Hi, Tori. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Man, well, surviving.
Friday.
Better than this
We're
guy.
This guy is not good because his girl, really, this is bad. What do you think, Tori? Jerk or not the jerk?
I don't think he's a jerk, but I think after he tapped her and realized, like, she was annoyed, I think he kind of lost, I think he lost a little bit of steam with the proposal.
Mm-hmm. He did 100%.
Yeah. I think he could have kept a smile on his face.
Yep.
Still showed her that he was excited.
Yep.
But when she swatted his hand, he kind of like
everything went out the window.
Hope.
Listen,
everything
yeah.
went, lost
he
hope.
Still did it. So in the
I'm
way
he say
still
it.
Kind of like he's still kind of like a jerk because he still could have been
no.
happy. But him,
you
being
better
a
pick
jerk,
a side, Tori.
Tori, don't you be switching mid answer. He said kind of jerky, but no, he said not the jerk.
Hey,
not
the jerk. It's a multi-layered question.
You're
based
true
on the video.
Fair, not
fair. I guess so.
I ain't gonna take that from you. You're right.
Yeah, that's fair.
But in a nutshell, you're going that he's not the jerk, though.
Look, he got emasculated.
Okay.
Let's be real. As even though, you know, I love to fight with my men, he got emasculated in front of all of these people, right? As he's about to propose.
Yep.
He's so excited, and she's like, hey, stupid. Without
Stop annoying
saying that.
Me. Right.
She's hitting him. You know, it's like so
he
awkward.
He should have realized, like, she don't know what's going on. So her waving her hand is kind of like, you know, she's focused looking on something else. Her waving her hand is probably just her being focused
Tori.
On looking at whatever they're looking
ADD,
at.
ADD
Tori,
focus too about
it's
nothing
a sign.
Important.
It's a sign, you guys. They're doomed. Let's be real.
He stayed silent.
I mean,
he stayed silent.
I like that as well.
Tori. I'm
but
trying to help you out, Tori. Still not the jerk, though. Answered. We're
jerk.
Split, baby.
All right, Tori, have a good day.
You guys, too.
Appreciate the call,
Bye.
Man. Good to hear from you.
All right, let's go to a female. Leah's in Greenfield and see what she thinks. Hi, Leah.
Tiebreaker.
Hi, guys.
Morning.
The dudes were split in the middle. One was jerk, one was not a jerk. Is this guy a jerk for how he proposed to his girlfriend from this awkward video?
From what you guys said, I'll still stick with not a jerk. I haven't seen the video myself, but, you know, things happen. People get distracted. I'm one of those people. I have ADHD, so if I see a fish, I'm going to pay attention to the damn fish.
Same.
Ooh,
my
fish.
My husband's over here poking me. I'm going to be like, there's a fish in front of me.
Send me that video, Easy. I'm going to put it up. Send it to me right now. I'm not even kidding.
I sent it to you already.
Oh,
I didn't
you
send
did?
It. To, I thought I sent it to you.
Maybe
yeah.
you did. I thought you just showed me on your phone.
I'll resend it. I might have. I sent you the croissant bread video.
You guys, this is so relatable. When you start going through the reels or TikToks you've sent to your friends, you're like, oh, wait, my bad.
No,
I sent you the one of the guy making croissant bread. My bad.
Yep. I just sent it in our group chat.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord,
Thank
that's
you.
Funny. But nah, man, Leah got some points. But the reality is, he tapped her silently. I know it's decided not to jerk, but he tapped her silently when he could have said, hey, baby, I'm trying to talk to you real quick. Look at me. This is important. He didn't. He tapped her once, and then he regressed. He said, oh, I got spanked by mommy.
Anxiety.
Why are you proposing in public?
Obviously, that's a lot. There's people looking. He's nervous too. It's not just something for the female. As somebody that I
you're right.
Knows.
No, I feel like we're at the point.
Leah, you're
who
right.
Doesn't?
You're right. 100%. Exactly. Who doesn't? But then, why are you doing it in public to appease other
Seriously.
People if you got social anxiety? Papa, we passed that. It's 2025.
Don't you feel like you could go in public and be like, raise your hand if you don't have social anxiety?
Everybody's hands down.
You might have like 2 out of 100 raise their hand.
2 out of 100,000, maybe.
Oh, man.
All right, Leah, you're right, though.
Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Of course, you too, guys.
Much
bye.
Love. Bye.
Not the jerk. I still didn't get the video. I don't know. Did you send it to me or not?
It's in IG. Yeah. So I told you I sent it in our group chat.
Instagram.
Yes.
I'm so dumb.
I sent it to.
I thought you sent it to my text.
No. I sent it to Kiss and you. So it's like we got it all up in there. We could just, you know, transfer it right up direct.
Wait. You didn't send it to me. You sent it to me and Donna Gallardo from She-Wolf Milwaukee.
Oh, well, shout out Donna Gallardo from She-Wolf Milwaukee.
That's the wrong group chat, DZ.
Oops. I just sent it to the first one that popped up, bro. You know I don't be technologizing.
Donna's like, why did DZ send me a proposal video?
Well, when she listens back on the Odyssey app, she will understand. Plus, it's 9.
Oh, my God. This is so awesome. All right. I'm putting it up right now on our Instagram story. You can go watch it.